For years, my clients and colleagues have said to me that they just need a Rosie in their pocket. What they mean by that is reminders to bring them back to tools and resources that can help them be better in the moment, and a voice that challenges their thinking and encourages them to live their best and most fulfilled life. I always took it as a compliment and had a good chuckle about it. And after so much feedback and prompting, I have decided to bring Rosie in my pocket to life. Small doses of learning and inspiration to guide you through this journey of life. Here's the teaching and inspiration that I want to share with you today. Have you ever read one of those articles that just like smacks you between the eyes as if to say, you need to pay attention to this? Well, that happened to me recently. I read an article where Adam Grant was quoted saying, we need to stop using this four-word sentence in our emails. Sorry for the delay. And I thought, oh my goodness, how often do I use that phrase? Sorry for my delayed response. Sorry, I'm just getting back to this. And why he says we shouldn't do it is, one, it implies we have no work balance, as if we're supposed to be on 24/7 and constantly at people's beck and call, and it's a recipe for burnout. The second reason, he says, is that it's not sustainable, and people would rather have a thoughtful, productive response than a speedy response, which I think is true, and that we mistake politeness for kindness. And so I practice this. I caught myself so many times in the last week stopping to apologize. Now, if you said you were going to get back to somebody and you had an agreed upon date, that's different. But people will email me and they have an outreach or an inquiry. And, you know, there's only so many hours in the day and you have to prioritize. And so when I responded to people, sometimes many days later, I didn't apologize. I just said, hi, here's your response. And nobody came back and got pissed off or shamed at me. And so it felt really freeing. Like, why am I apologizing? I have nothing to apologize for. So my invitation and practice to you this week is to remove that sorry for the delay unless you had an agreed upon deadline, and notice what opens up for you. I would love to hear what happens as you put this into practice. And remember, not only don't apologize for an unnecessary delay that you don't need to, don't let anyone dull your sparkle either. I'm so grateful to be on your leadership journey with you. And even though I'm not physically in your pocket, I certainly cherish the opportunity to share my heart and learnings to help you. If this message inspired you today, I'd love to hear from you, or gift me a review on Apple Podcasts. Be well, my friends, and now go add a little sparkle to your day.